In Matthew 25, Jesus tells us a parable about 10 bridesmaids. They all waited for the bridegroom, each with a lamp. 5 were wise and brought extra oil, while the other 5 didn't. When the bridegroom took longer than expected, they all fell asleep. At midnight, the bridegroom finally arrived, and the wise women were ready, but the foolish ones had run out of oil. While they went to buy more, the bridegroom took the wise women to the wedding, and the door was shut. When the others returned, they knocked on the door, pleading, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
What does it mean to have oil? What does it look like to be burning? What does it look like to know and be known by God? What parts of us need to be awakened? And how can we live with oil in our lamps and burn for the one who we await? Hi, my name is Ashley, and earlier last year, a part of me was awakened. There's another scripture in Matthew when Jesus was speaking to his disciples that says, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Jesus lit a flame in me that day, and I felt his urgency to see his people gather the oil of intimacy and being compelled by love to go out into the nations to tell people who don't know the truth yet about the one Jesus who saves and changes lives forever. But this call of God isn't only for those who we call missionaries. It's for every single person who belongs to Jesus. Come and journey with us as we explore what it looks like to be a burning one. At the very end of the age, will you and I be found with oil in our lamps and torches blazing? Will Jesus find his friends awake?